This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Resource Centre. Good afternoon. It's also Marketing Mojo. In Malaysia, the product of the year seal is backed by the votes from more than 2,000 consumers through a nationally representative online and face-to-face survey conducted by the Nielsen Company. Joining us today is Harmandeep Singh to talk about the recently announced winners and what can SMEs learn from them. Maybe we'll start off, Harmandeep. I know we've talked about this previously, but it's this product of the year. What is it actually?
Thank you. The product of the year is a very interesting concept, which has been around the world, which has been around for a long time in the world, but in Malaysia only for 3 years now. Mm-hmm. Basically, the winners of the product of the year, they get to use the product of the year logo on their products. And this helps to shape the, increase the brand value of mm-hmm. that particular winning product. Consumers are the ones who decide who the winners are. And eventually, this helps consumers when they shop in the supermarkets, or in the shopping malls, to identify which are the products that are preferred by consumers out there and hopefully help in the decision-making process.
Right. So you brought the rights to this to Malaysia a couple of years ago.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Now, how is this different from other brand awards?
Well, this is not a brand award in that sense. Yeah, it is not a brand award. It's not about an idea, or it's not about a campaign. It's not about brand equity and all that. Mm. It's purely about the product.
Right.
The product wins in this case. For example, we had our product of the year night about a few days ago, and we announced the winners, 23 winners this time around, year three. And these are products that were launched in 2015. So now the winners get to use the logo on their winning products for the next 1 year starting this month.
So 23 categories. Previously, there weren't as many.
Well, in year one, we had 18. Then we had, last year, we had about 20. And this year, we have 23. In fact, around the world, thousands of brands or products have actually benefited over the years because Product of the Year has been around almost about 30 years now.
Right.
And it's through this process that the products get to gain in terms of sales.
Okay, so how are they? You say this based on the customer's, you know, preference. How are they? How's the survey conducted by Nielsen?
Yes, Nielsen conducts a survey through an online process, and as you mentioned earlier, the sample size of the respondent is about 2,000, and representative of the our population here, and it's simple questionnaire based survey, and this year, as I mentioned, we had the winners for about 23 categories.
Okay, so were they? Are there any findings that took you by surprise?
Well, one of the findings that we found very interesting this year was the activity in the marketplace. Mm. Basically, when you find out about the winners who won this year, it'll give you a very clear reflection of what happened in 2015.
Okay.
That's the biggest learning we find. Yeah, so like for example, there was a lot of activity in the electronics category. There was a lot of activity in the ice cream category. And the ever-popular instant noodles category is always active.
Very important in Malaysia.
Yes, yes.
So, but when you say of the activities that happened in 2015, when you say ice cream and all that, what do you think happened in 2015, you know, that this was so...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what happened was, for example, in the ice cream situation, there were new brands that were launched. In this instance, let me just define what we mean by new. It could be an old brand with a new flavor, like Kit Kat won in the, what you call it, ice cream category for Kit Kat green tea ice cream.
Okay, I've yet to try that one.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So it could be an old brand with or established brand with a new flavor, or it could be a brand new product that's been introduced to the market.
Okay, so what? So in this case, when you also did the survey, what does the Malaysian consumer like?
Well, most of the entries that we receive are from fast-moving consumer goods, FMCG categories. Of course, over the years, we've also received entries from banking products, services, and so forth and so forth. This year, we find, this year's latest results will tell you electronic products also have been very popular and very active. And these results basically show you the choices that consumers prefer when they are looking for these specific categories. Like, for example, air freshener Ambipure Mood Therapy Collection came out tops. Mm. And in beverages, we have Milo Nutri-G. Mm. And in coffee, Nescafe Mountain Wash.
Hmm. Okay, I haven't even heard that one. Okay, so now what we'll do is we'll go through some other winners after this. I'm here with Harmandeep Singh talking about the Product of the Year Awards. Stay tuned to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Barry fronts Motown, BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. It's Resource Centre's Marketing Mojo. I've got Harmandeep Singh from talking about Product of the Year here. Of course, he's with Marketing Magazine. So Product of the Year was established close to 30 years ago, 29 years to be exact. But Product of the Year was brought to Malaysia 3 years ago. So, you know, you're going through some of the winners earlier on, right? What are some of the other winners?
Well, I'm happy to share with you, for example, in the instant noodles category, Indomie chicken curry was the hot favorite among the consumers. Mm. In the face cleanser category, we had Garnier Pure Active Anti-Acne White. And in the paint category, we have Deluxe Pure Air. We have a lot of categories from toothbrush to cola drinks, where Coke Zero won. Mm-hmm. Shampoo, another evergreen category, where Follow Me Nature's Path Shampoo won. We have snacks, body wash, all the categories that you will find when you go shopping.
Right. It's very interesting because some of the brands that you mentioned, or the brands you've heard of, but the products I've never heard of, like Nescafe, Mountain Wash or whatever, I didn't know that there was a category, this product category.
These are new products. Yeah. So obviously, some of the names that you hear may be very new to you. And that's the reason for these awards anyway. Right.
Because I guess if you just have a brand award, it's probably be the usual names. If you have a brand award only.
Yes, a brand award is different from this. This is a product award.
So I think what can SMEs learn from this whole experience? So, I mean, if they want to take part in this, say, for next year.
Well, one, they can learn what the consumers think about their product, mm-hmm. because we have a market research report as a result of this survey, which we share with the people who for the products that are submitted. Mm-hmm. And that's a very detailed report that helps them with market intelligence. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing the SMEs can learn when they enter. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that they can find out what the competitors out there are doing. Mm-hmm. Like our results reflect exactly what's happening in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And that will help them and guide them along the way. And of course, finally, when they use the logo, it helps them. To promote their brand and leverage their brand even further.
Okay. And I guess when you say even leverage the brand, I mean, the idea is they can be innovative with their products right now, because if brands, sometimes some bigger names are just out there. Because you say instant noodles, you automatically think of Maggie Mee.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But because you have a product within, you know, your brand that's unique, that's one way of getting attention as well.
Yes, a unique product. Like, for example, in year one, I may just point out, Mai Kuali Curry Mee won.
Okay.
Just out of nowhere, you know?
Yes, yes.
And became a popular choice. So we, from the marketplace, we realized that, hey, this is what consumers are looking out for. Mm-hmm. So unknown suddenly becomes into the fray.
Right.
Having said that, we have a lot of international brands that have won also. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Samsung. That's known for innovation. They won in the television and washing machine category.
Hmm.
And Canon also led the way in printers category, and so on and so on.
Okay. So do you see more categories being introduced next year?
I think as more and more brand owners realize the value of the product of the year, there will be more take-up in terms of participation.
Hmm.
Like you said, mentioned just now, we had 18 in year one.
Yeah.
So we have 23 in this year. We're taking baby steps,
right.
But slowly but surely.
Do you hear them say anything? Hey, how come you don't have this category? Do you hear people talking about things like that?
That's a very, very, very interesting question. Now, categories are not defined by us. Categories are defined by what happened in the marketplace. Like, for example, if there was no ice cream launched, a new ice cream that is, or a new flavor launched in the particular year, hence there is no ice cream category.
Okay.
So it's completely reflective of what happened in the marketplace. So all the products are submitted, and then we have a jury that meets.
Hmm.
What the jury does is then create or cluster the products into the respective categories before they go into research. So that's how the categories are finally defined and identified.
Okay, say there is a new product. So the fact that they have two or three players would allow a category to be open?
Yes, two and three players are good enough to form a category. Most importantly, they must have been launched or introduced in the year of validity. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, this year's winners are those who have been launched in 2015.
Okay. And I guess from this whole experience, what can marketers learn?
There are a lot of learnings, as I mentioned earlier. The whole exercise, it's a marketing exercise in terms of the consumer study that comes out of this, number one. Number two, they can also double-check on their own activities as with what happened here.
Right.
So that they can realign their marketing plans or have a better understanding of what's really happening in the marketplace.
And maybe sometimes even drop the product if need be. If the market intelligence report says so, sometimes they have to make some tough decisions.
Yes. Whether the product continues or not, sometimes it's a policy decision.
Yeah.
Sometimes the company is taken over by another company.
Right.
And so forth and so forth. But knowing about what's happening in the marketplace helps.
Okay, so this has been interesting. 23 categories, maybe more categories next year. I guess it just encourages innovation as well. Thanks for being with us.
Harmandir
Singh from Marketing Magazine talking about Product of the Year 2016. You've been listening to Resource Centre, PFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.